Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who absolutely loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Hey, I've got to say a huge thank you to you, the loyal listeners who reached out to me about last week's program. Last week was our first in our trailblazing monthly series. We focused on Billie Holiday last week, and even though I did it all last year, every single month, there was something about doing this one that I just wasn't confident about. I don't know why, what it was. The fact that you, the listeners, reached out to say how much you thoroughly enjoyed it, that really made me happy to hear that and appreciative. Hey, I'm just appreciative to know that there are people actually out there listening. 22 years ago when we started this program, I would often joke and say I'm appreciative to know that there's people beyond my mom tuning in week after week listening. So I kind of still, as a programmer, stick to that. Hey, listen, coming up in this hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from PJ Harvey, Sarah Harmer, Brandi Carlile, Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, Dum Dum Girls Broadcasting Again. I am just talking about first hour. To kick off the entire 2 hours, I've got new music from Hannah Georges for her fifth album. Not only does Hannah Georges commit to writing more candidly, she also produced the album herself. And the risk of self-producing definitely pays off. The new album is called I'd Be Lying If I Said I Didn't Care. Here is Hannah Georges here on A Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Yes, that is a Billy Joel cover. It's performed by Portland, Oregon alternative singer-songwriter Maria May. Now, that comes from her 2021 album, I believe it is. The album is called, one of my favorite titles of an album, Kiki and Mel's Drive Time Circus. Not only do I love the title, I love the absolute album. Back in 2021, when we counted down our top 10 girly so grooviest albums, that album found its way into our list. You can find that album actually on Bandcamp. Again, Maria May is her name. M-A-R-I-Y-A, Maria May. In the middle, it is new music from PJ Harvey. Her newest album is called Inside the Old Year. No, I always get this one mixed up. Inside the Old Year Dying is the name of the newest album from PJ Harvey. We heard the song Autumn Term. I can't be the only one holding their breath to see if PJ Harvey will announce a North American tour. She is doing dates across the UK and Europe, and it has been too long since PJ Harvey made her way to North America. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, it is new music from former West Coast, now Toronto-based musician, Hannah Georges. Her new album, I'd Be Lying If I Said I Didn't Care, was released back in the summer. We heard the song Beautiful View from Hannah Georges. Right now, keeping things moving. Yes, okay, yeah, it is. Sorry, zoned out for a minute there. It is music from Kingston, Ontario. Indie rock singer, songwriter, and environmental activist Sarah Harmer, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
1, 2. Pink fingerlings and Yukon gold dug up and drying on the floor. Little frogs on the front lawn I didn't kill in the mower. Phoebe back to build again above the basement door. Dry owl wings and other things I'm wildly grateful for. September sun and weekday fun and being up when cars aren't cruising. A morning mist that slowly lifts in the daylight that we're losing. Cause there's more time with the stars that way. I'll hang on conversations between the queen of Ethiopia and some of her relations. All that I love, rain and night, shadows that fall in the backyard, moonlight, whatever it was we heard. Lunch dates with my sweetheart in the townships, hardly even noticing these depressing surroundings. Cause there's more time with his eyes that way, I'm lost in their affection. The warmest brown is eiderdown, his sacred ground to rest in. All that I love, rain and night, shadows that fall in the backyard, moonlight, whatever. Who doesn't love a mystery? Pink fingerlings and Yukon gold stuck up and drying on the floor. Little frogs on the front lawn I didn't kill in the mower. Phoebe back to build again above the basement door. Dry owl wings and other things I'm wildly grateful for. Some kind of ghost.
of me. First the death card, ten of cups, and the star.
Wherever my mind. Oh God, forgive my mind when I come home. When I come home. Oh God, forgive my mind. There's a road that's long and wide and hollers home. I'm calling love.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from the always incredibly talented indie folk, bluegrass, country singer, songwriter, producer, renaissance woman, Brandi Carlile, with her song, Wherever Is Your Heart. That is the opening track to her album, The Fire Watcher's Daughter. In the middle, it is music from Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. Now, this is a Detroit punk rock band that is led by a fabulous Australian expat who's made her home in the Motor City. Their newest album is called Iconoclastic. It was released last year back in the spring. We heard the song Ghosted from Elspeth Tremblay in The Treatment. Now, if you want to hear their album Iconoclastic, you can absolutely find it on Bandcamp. Kicking things off with this set, it is Sarah Harmer. From her latest album, Are You Gone?, we heard the song Little Frogs. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour of Girly So Groovy. I have music on the way from Belly, Tao, and the Get Down, Stay Down, Dum Dum Girls broadcast. We started things off with a Billy Joel cover. Well, I've got a Smiths cover coming up in the next half hour. But coming up next, it is music from Kate Davis. Now, Kate Davis is another musical renaissance woman who released jazz albums as a teenager and actually co-wrote the song 17 with Sharon Van Etten. And then finally, Kate Davis emerged with her own awesome indie rock. The New York songwriter delivers just on effortless hooks and quirky melodies and head-bopping indie rock. Her latest album, Fishbowl, definitely feels like it's inspired and influenced by 90s alternative rock. So it is Kate Davis up next here on Girly So Groovy.